Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents The Strange and Beautiful Sorrows of Ava Lavender by Leslie Walton. Performed by Cassandra Campbell. To many, I was myth incarnate, the embodiment of a most superb legend, a fairy tale. Some considered me a monster, a mutation. To my great misfortune, I was once mistaken for an angel. To my mother, I was everything. To my father, nothing at all. To my grandmother, I was a daily reminder of loves long lost. But I knew the truth. Deep down, I always did. I was just a girl. I was born Ava Wilhelmina Lavender on a remarkably clear Seattle night on the 1st of March in 1944. My birth was later remembered for the effect it had on the birds on the street where I lived, the auspiciously named Pinnacle Lane. During the day, as my young mother began experiencing labor pains, the crows collected mounds of tiny cherry pits in their beaks and tossed them at the house windows. Sparrows perched on women's heads and stole loose strands of hair to weave into their nests. At night, nocturnal birds gathered on the lawns to eat noisily, the screams of their prey sounding much like my own mother in hard labor. Just before slipping into a deep twilight sleep, relief granted by a nurse and a cold syringe, my mother opened her eyes and saw giant feathers fall from the ceiling. Their silky edges brushed her face. As soon as I was born, the nurses whisked me away from the delivery room to explore a matter that was later described on an anonymous medical report only as a slight physical abnormality. It wasn't long before the devout gathered in the light from the hospital windows, carrying candles and singing hymns in praise and fear. All because when I was born, I opened my eyes, then unfolded the pair of speckled wings that wrapped around me like a feathery cocoon. Or so the story goes. Where the wings came from, no doctor could ever determine. My twin, for there was a twin, Henry, had surely been born without them. Until then, no human being on record had ever been born with animal parts, avian or otherwise. For many in the medical field, the case of Ava Lavender produced the first time science had failed them. When the religious masses gathered below my mother's hospital room window with their fevered prayers and flickering candles, for once the doctors considered the devout with jealousy rather than with pity or disdain. "Imagine," said one young intern to another, "believing the child is divine." It was amusing he uttered only once. Then he wiped his tired eyes and went back to his medical books, before returning to my mother and claiming what every other specialist had already concluded. There was nothing they could do. Not medically, at least. "I've never seen anything like it," he said, shaking his head to show my family that he sympathized. It was a practice he would master in time. My entire muscular, skeletal, and circulatory systems were irrevocably dependent on my wings. The option of removing them was quickly deemed out of the question. I would lose too much blood. I could end up paralyzed or dead. It seemed there was no separating the girl from the wings. One could not survive without the other. Later, the young intern wished himself audacious enough to interview the family. But what would one ask? Is there a history of winged beings populating the family tree? In the end, the intern instead made his rounds to other patients with ailments that did not evoke such complex questions. But let's pause and imagine if he had. What might have happened if he had turned to the sullen young mother with the unnaturally red lips, or to the stern but beautiful grandmother with the strange accent, and asked them the two questions that would haunt my every winged step? Where did I come from?